Hello.
Hello.
We are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Is that very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Satisfied.
Would you say that maybe it's just somewhat or very satisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you so much. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you? And, well, the first one is crime and violence. From 0 to 10, how important is for you?
6.
Thank you. And student loan debt?
6.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, and what about student loan debt? Do you think, well, from 0 to 10, how important is this for you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And what about immigration?
0. It's not important to me.
How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
5.
5. Thank you so much. And racism and discrimination?
10.
Thank you so much. Climate change?
10.
Thank you. K to 12 education?
K to 12.
K to 12 education, how would you rate it from 0 to 10? How important is for you?
10.
A 10, thank you. And what about criminal justice reform?
5. 5,
thank you. And abortion rights?
0. 1.
I'm sorry. 1. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And what about democracy?
5.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
10. Yeah.
Thank you. Jobs and wages?
10.
Thank you. Voting rights?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Health care?
10.
Thank you so much for that. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
I'm sorry, it is a 10?
A 10.
10. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much. And what is your race? Is it white or Caucasian or black or African American?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
Thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
3, 5, 72.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
College.
College, and thank you. Well, it is it's a bachelor's degree, or maybe it's some college but no degree, or is it the master's degree?
No degree, just college.
Okay, thank you. And well, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you so much. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
No, they don't. 0, 1, no power.
Thank you so much. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. And the first one is Andre Dickens.
Five.
Thank you. And Brad Raffensperger?
5.
Thank you. J.D. Vance?
5.
Thanks. Raphael Warnock?
5.
Thank you. Tim Walz?
5.
Thanks. Brian Kemp?
5.
And John Ossoff?
5.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 45% of the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
The second one? The second one you said?
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
For Kamala, thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or another?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, or just worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Oh, no,
worse. I'm sorry? Would you repeat that again? Oh,
uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, well, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
No difference.
No difference. Thank you so much. And, well, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should happen by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly didn't prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And, well, the first one is Black voters.
10.
Thank you. COVID-19 recovery?
10.
Thank you. Your local mayor?
Sim.
Thank you. Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Zero.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
One.
Thank you. Vice President Harris?
Ten.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, there, just let me tell you that we have completed 81% of the survey. Now, there are just a few statements. Well, below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first one is, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. And how would you rate this? Well, how motivates you to vote this from 0 to 10?
Zero.
Thank you so much. And the next one is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Oh no, what happens? Woo.